Now, ordinarily, queridos, we bring you some words of wisdom, a little bit of sabiduría, at the end of our program. But today, we're going to mix it up a little and sprinkle some wisdom throughout our show. So we called up our friend and Latino USA contributor, Guy Garcia, who's the president of New Mainstream Initiatives at Ethnifax, a market research company. You've heard him on our By the Numbers segments. Today, he's here to help us re-examine and redefine some language in our rapidly changing country. Here's Guy on what multicultural means today.
Historically, multicultural was describing Asians, African Americans, and Hispanics who were on the fringes of American society, who were a minority, who either were succeeding or failing to acculturate or assimilate into this idea of an American mainstream. There's now a multicultural majority, and that majority includes people of color, but also a percentage of non-Hispanic whites who are also culture edge by proximity, by marriage, by cohabitation. So I would define multicultural now as not just Asians, African Americans, and Hispanics, but also non-Hispanic white people who are multicultural by interest, by inclination, by choice, often by marriage. You know, Americans, a big percentage of them have relatives, spouses, in-laws, and certainly friends of different races and ethnicities. And so we include them because they share the same attitudes, the same values, many of the same behaviors. We know, for example, that a large percentage of people that are buying, say, Hispanic groceries and ingredients at the store are not Hispanic. The first Anchorman has a great scene where you have all the representatives of different networks, and the guy from PBS shows up, who's Tim Robbins.
Not so fast, you ingrates! No commercials! No mercy!
Yeah! They're ready to have kind of a West Side Story kind of face-off, and all of a sudden, Ben Stiller shows up shaking maracas and says,
Spanish language news is here. Tonight's top story. The sewers run red with Burgundy's blood. Yeah, yeah!
And then Tim Robbins says,
looks like we got ourselves a bilingual blood fest.
And to me, and I noticed, I saw it, that movie when it came out in New York, and I was surprised to see it on the screen that way. But then the whole audience, and it certainly wasn't just Latinos in the audience, got the joke. And to me, that was a signal that Spanish language media had sort of joined the circus. But since then, it's happened in every possible way, from music, of course, at the ballot box, and on and on.
Okay, mis queridos and queridas. Since our show is about language, we wanted to give you a glimpse inside our editorial process and some of the decisions we've made about the language we use on this show. So, I never like using the word minority, and we try not to use it on our air because it has a connotation of something being less than or worth less than, and we know that Latinos are not that. Now, you heard Guy Garcia tell us earlier how we're already a multicultural majority nation. Here's Guy now on the redefinition of the word minority.
Well, minorities used to mean certain people of color defined by the census that were a numerical minority, but also a cultural minority. They were on the fringes. They were on the outside. And the expectation is that sooner or later they would turn into the guy on the Quaker Oats cereal box. But that's not what really ever happened. The melting pot, if it really existed over time, was also an ingredient in the soup. In effect, the pot also melts. So the very definition of this American mainstream that people are supposed to melt into was itself melting. It was morphing. It was merging. It was being transformed by the people that come into it. That's always been true. So I don't even know how you can use minority unless you're talking about non-Hispanic whites who live in Idaho and are completely left out of the multicultural reality that exists in this country today. Sometimes I talk about people like that who are not just opposed, but somehow not even understanding what's actually happened in this country. in the last few decades as the new immigrants to America, because really it's the tables have turned in the sense those people need help to acculturate into this nation we call the United States, which is a multicultural country, and we have to be patient with them and allow them to slowly become America as it exists today, not as it exists in some nostalgic, idealistic past.
Finally, one last word of wisdom for you today, queridos, and that word is diversity. Guy Garcia now with the last of our redefinitions for this language-focused episode of Latino USA.
William Gibson, the writer, said that the future is here, it's just not evenly distributed yet. So even though in most cities and even most states, and certainly, all over the country now, you see a growing recognition and reality of multicultural and diversity. And certainly most corporations and organizations are starting to appreciate the value of diversity and all the good things that come from it. There are a lot of people that still don't understand that it's a positive thing, that it really goes to the heart of what the United States has always been about, the energy of immigrants, their optimism, their industriousness. Is a huge upside, not to mention the fact that they keep us from sliding into a negative population country, which causes all kinds of other economic and social problems. So diversity is kind of up for grabs. It depends on who's saying it. And they'll usually channel it through their concerns, whether it's reaching diverse audiences with their products or shoppers or voters. Or just understanding the place they live and the people around them better. In today's world, diversity is not just including Asians, African Americans, and Blacks. It's also including white people who have diverse attitudes, like I said before, who are intermarried or cohabitating or living in high multicultural concentration areas. These are places like San Francisco's Mission District, which used to be considered a Latino barrio and now is like one of the highest priced and most trendy places in Northern California. Same thing with East Texas, artists, musicians, the tech community goes into that. And increasingly, it skews younger, always has been, but now with the rise of technology, engineers can come from any country. So language and culture is an accepted part of everybody's background. I mean, if you go to Williamsburg today, you see like giant beer gardens. That's a German tradition, and it's fine. But somehow people are finally kind of waking up to the point that everybody has a cultural ingredient to contribute, and they're all equally acceptable and equally valuable.
Thanks, Guy. Guy Garcia is the president of New Mainstream Initiatives at Ethnifax, a market research firm.